24th between 7 and 9 p.m. and talk football with Fred Smoot, starting cornerback for your Washington Redskins. Fred will be at Fair City Mall in Fairfax this Friday night, along with two of the beautiful Redskins cheerleaders. Bring the kids this Friday night between 7 and 9 to meet Washington Redskins' Fred Smoot. Hang out with the Redskins cheerleaders, get an autograph, take a picture, and have some fun. Plus, the WJFK van will be on hand with fun and prizes. You can even win a gift certificate to your favorite Fair City Mall store. Fair City Mall is on Main Street in Fairfax, with Shoppers Food Warehouse, Bed Bath & Beyond, Ross, Old Country Buffet, Marshalls, and lots more. Fair City Mall is a great place for easy and affordable shopping. Mark your calendar for Friday night, September 24th, to meet Washington Redskin Fred Smoot at Fair City Mall, Main Street and Pickett Road in Fairfax.
After biting into a Wawa chicken sandwich, everything seems a little better, even those little inconveniences. For example, after a Wawa chicken sandwich, you're not stuck in the rain. You're going with the wet look. Your computer didn't crash. It's just resting. And that ink stain on your shirt, that's a sign you get down and dirty in the corporate jungle. After a Wawa chicken sandwich, you didn't run out of gas. You finally got the chance to exercise. It's not a hailstorm. It's free ice. And those telemarketers, they're not annoying. Maybe they are annoying. But the point is, after a great-tasting, convenient meal, like a delicious all-white meat Wawa chicken sandwich, everything else seems more convenient, too. After tasting a breaded or grilled chicken parm, chicken club, chicken Caesar, or buffalo blue sandwich, you see things in a whole new light, where the glass is half full and everything's cool. That's a Wawa chicken sandwich. And when you gotta have a chicken sandwich, you gotta have a Wawa.
Time flies. I can't believe my little girl is going away to school this fall. So, well, look out in the driveway.
A new Hyundai? For me?
No, for Mom and me. But we thought we'd spend some quality time together driving you out there.
Or spend some quality time at your Hyundai dealer, where more and more people are learning about Hyundai initial quality. Come in and get $2,000 cash back on Hyundai Sonata, named highest-ranked entry midsize car in initial quality by J.D. Power & Associates. It's that commitment to initial quality that lets Hyundai offer America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. So get $2,000 cash back on a stylish Hyundai Sonata and spend some quality time...
Okay, study hard. See you at Christmas.
...at your Hyundai dealer. For a short time, you get the award-recognized Hyundai Sonata with $2,000 cash back. So run, don't walk, to your nearest Hyundai dealer today.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Cash back when you purchase a new 2004 Sonata from dealer stock. Offer ends 9/30/04. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows, because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding, because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. 20 seasons. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. Well, Don fears change. And a little while back, the NFL was making some changes, and Don did not like it. But you'll love it on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I am about what the NFL wants to do.
Oh, no, what?
Well, and of course, it's all just speculation now because the contract with the TV stations, the networks, isn't up for 2 more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the TV stations pay a fortune, right? Yeah.
However, here's what the NFL wants.
What are they? More?
They
money.
Want more, Don? No. Yeah, well, they want more money. But listen, now they want to change it. Now, you're talking, in this case, about men, in my case, and I remember the first NFL game I ever watched
right
when I was 4 years old.
Yeah, I was about five. Wow.
So that would be 1962. Hmm. So I've been watching for over 40 years.
I watched my first game when the Giants were playing at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
That's how long ago.
And I remember the Bears were playing the Packers at Wrigley Field.
At
Wrigley Field.
At Wrigley?
At Wrigley. Well, they played at Wrigley until the late 60s.
See, I didn't know that. I thought it was always Soldier Field.
So having said that, let's go through a typical for me, an NFL fanatic.
All right.
Sunday, all the countdown shows, all that crap.
Right.
You know when 1 o'clock comes, man, you're set.
Right.
Here's what the NFL wants to do. First, they want to move back Sunday afternoon games. They want the games to start at 2 o'clock.
And then start the other ones at 5.
At 5. Correct.
Oh, please.
I don't like that.
No. I hate that.
I don't like that. If anything, give it to us earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Start them at
noon and 3.
Now, here's something they want to do I'm okay with. There are 5 things the NFL wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move back times. We don't want that. They want to drop AFC, NFC.
Actually, 2 o'clock wouldn't be bad.
No, yes, it would, Mike. Why? Because you have a restaurant?
Oh.
Would you stop it with the restaurant?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, really. I mean, but I think it's. I don't like the idea. I really don't like the idea of 2 o'clock. I really don't.
No, listen. 1 o'clock is football time.
Why are they screwing with it?
And to be technical, because they can make more money in prime time. Hold on.
Okay.
There's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, they want to drop. For instance, like CBS has AFC.
Mm-hmm.
NFC is on Fox.
Right.
They want to drop that. They want to say, and this I'm sure fans don't care about, they want to say it's just going to be NFL on everybody's network, and the networks will pick the games in advance.
Oh, you mean, there won't be any delineation between the AFC and the NFC?
Right, well, no, there would be, but it just means you could see an AFC game on Fox 1 week.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that they could pick whatever they wanted, and you wouldn't have the rights to the AFC being with CBS. And
right.
Well, that's not bad.
And I wrote the same thing in my notes here. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Still, you'll see the games you want to see.
Might be interesting.
Now, here's something I don't like. Another one I don't like. Start the season 2 weeks later, and what that does is push back playoff weekends into the February TV ratings sweeps, which pushes the Super Bowl further back into the middle of February.
I think that stinks.
Mm.
Now, they're also concerned about Monday Night Football. The league says, how about switch Monday Night Football to Thursday night? Because that...
Oh, come on. You know what? Men all over America, you love Monday Night Football
everybody does about as much
as anybody.
Everybody knows Monday night is football night.
Right.
And they're doing that, to compete with NBC? Just because that would be the one thing they can put up against?
You know, and really, seriously, that's going to...
No,
Their
thinking is, because they're not getting ratings on Monday,
uh-huh.
If you move it to Thursday and you make it the precursor to the weekend, that you'll get a bigger audience.
Oh, that's bad.
And that
is very bad.
Yeah.
If they don't go for that, if the networks don't go for that, and I'm all right with this, then they'll just add Thursday night anyway.
Well, that's good. I have no problem with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there you go. NFL, that's what we think.
Mm-hmm.
But really, of all of those things,
right.
Please don't push the start times back. Because
if you move the season, start the season later, you get in the way of everything else, but that's, I guess, what they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they really like to have it. You'd like this. Maybe it's moving towards your goal of 24/7.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's just moving back. It means instead of starting in the middle of September, it starts later and it just ends later.
Right.
They just
didn't they always move it earlier? I mean, didn't it used to start in the middle of September or late September?
It used to start before, like on Labor Day, and then they decided they didn't like competing with Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't get good ratings because people went to the beach.
Right.
So they moved it back. And then they found out, hey, if we move this one back and we put in a bye week, well, then we can get more weeks out of the season and we can make this thing last even longer.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Make it last as long as you want.
When you say moved it back, they actually moved it later, right? The season started later?
Yes.
After Labor Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which it does now.
Mm-hmm.
David?
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, that's good. What can we do for you?
Well, I think it's great to start the games later. I live on the West Coast, and I think a later start time would be fantastic.
All right, now, may I just say something to everybody listening to us on the West Coast? Eat one. And I lived on the West Coast. That's the penalty you have for living where the weather's always better.
You said you loved it.
I I said
you could watch a 1 o'clock game starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and then have the rest of your day.
But I did, but I don't think your average West Coaster lives it like I do.
Uh-huh.
I think your average West Coaster...
But it's never going to be what it used to be, because it used to be fantastic.
What was that?
Back when the Super Bowl was in October. Those were the days. Yeah. I mean, really, remember you'd trick-or-treat, and then you'd come back, and the kids would eat the Halloween candy as you were waiting for the big game on Sunday.
Yeah, then the Pro Bowl was always on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Remember that? In Hawaii?
It was fantastic. I loved that. And then, of course, spring training for baseball started, at Christmas.
So anyway, that's what the NFL wants. You know, who knows if they're going to get it or not. I don't know. I only mentioned it because, you know, as always on this show, it's important to me.
Well, and I know you love the NFL, but I know you also know it's a sinister operation. And if the NFL wants it, there can be no good in it.
Probably no,
get it. It's evil.
Yeah. You bet your ass they're going to get it.
I hear they're doing it for the fans, and the money really doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. And then you should listen to this guy, Rob.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use his authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency.
Old-timer?
The commission has woken from a deep slumber.
It's woken.
In a somewhat beavish mood.
It's woken.
And I'm interested to see how their response will be as this matter proceeds through the Congress.
Isn't it awakened?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is not awakened.
Well, he didn't even say awoken.
He said woken. The movie wasn't Wokenings.
It was Awakening.
The movie that you loved was Awakenings, right, when Robert De Niro was the retard guy.
I do love that.
I know. That's the one that meant a lot to you.
It did.
Which is why I'm dropping it now.
Thanks so much for that. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
I'll be cruel in a different way later.
I know you will.
But for now,
count on it.
You got to pass. Here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Pushing the playoffs back into February, regardless of what the NFL says, that doesn't have anything to do with the February sweeps. It has everything to do with making room for more.
Come on. What's your point?
6 weeks of preseason.
Idiot.
Listen, let me explain to you how the media works.
Don't you think that by having the playoffs later, it might have a chance to warm up?
Listen, it is about moving the playoffs and the Super Bowl into the sweeps, because that's where the networks set advertising revenue.
Uh-huh.
So the NFL says, put our stuff in. When you're setting your advertising rates, you're going to be able to make more money, and hence the NFL is going to be able to make more money.
You know, technically, for a long time, the Super Bowl was in January, and I used to love the Super Bowl at the end of January.
Right.
It gives us something to really look forward to, and then we all can focus on February as being the horrible month. The month that has one holiday just for chicks, Valentine's Day.
And now they're going to make February the Super Bowl month, and I say, I'll adapt to it if that's the case. Uh-huh. But then, well, I guess with January I'd be okay. I guess I'm only hurt on the front end of this.
That's right.
I'm hurt on the front end that I want football in September. I want football on Labor Day. That's when football starts. That's the unofficial start of fall.
I'm thinking on my feet as I'm digesting this as we go along. I used to love having the Super Bowl at the very end of January, but I'm thinking February gets me depressed, and to have football in February would be a little extra football.
All right. Yeah. Think about what about the 2 o'clock starts?
The 2 o'clock starts I hate. Because I really think
I'm afraid that the NFL...
4 o'clock game, it's 7:30, 8, quarter of 8 by the end of the day in football, and that's, enough.
Right now, as it is, the 1 o'clock games really start at 5 after 1, and they go until 4:30.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them start at noon.
And the 4 o'clock games, well, I could get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The 4 o'clock games start at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, the 1 o'clock game that you're watching that really didn't start at 1 o'clock...
I think, frankly, they...
...isn't over at 4:15.
Why don't we start the 1 o'clock games at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you mock this. This is
I know this is serious
something
business.
Something that's important to me. Something that's important to me, and I just cut you a slack burger on Awakening.
I understand. I don't think I mind as much the moving back to February as much as I do the time. I think everybody, 1 o'clock's when you start a football game.
Right.
You know,
come on,
you get up at the crack of dawn. You go to a game. You get season tickets. You go out to the Redskins games, and it starts at 9 o'clock, and 1 o'clock you're ready to go.
You know, the only thing I might be able to agree on, if you really want to move the Super Bowl,
what?
They'd never have the balls to do this. Make the Super Bowl every year on February 14th.
on Valentine's Day?
Make the Super Bowl on no Valentine's Day. You do that, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Because, let's face it, the Super Bowl's a holiday.
Right.
Valentine's Day, what they're going to have to do then is either cancel it, I'd vote for that, mm-hmm. or move it.
What would you think of this? I think everybody should have the day off. It's such a big day.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should have the day off on Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Super Bowl holiday.
How about that? How about proposing that for a national holiday?
I'm all for that.
Just add a holiday.
Lombardi Day.
I think we need more holidays between late January and March. I think it is the tensest, nastiest, and has nothing to do with the hell that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that I think that that is the time of the year when we need more long weekends.
Listen, our entire life is backloaded. If you look at the way that our lives are set up, what it is it's a race to get to the end of the year where all of the good stuff is crammed into about a 6-week period.
Right. Exactly.
It's like the entire year is drudgery. And
we need more good things balanced out throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Every once in a while, you'll get in a good groove in the summertime.
Right.
You've got the 4th of July, and the weather's nice to
yeah.
distract you
right.
from how bad everything sucks. But what we really need is something, because what we're all fighting for all the time, let's face it, uh-huh. whatever your religion, if it's Christmas, if it's Hanukkah, if it's Kwanzaa, I don't give a crap.
Ramadan.
What it means is,
ooh, I'm in trouble.
What it means is everybody gets presents,
mm-hmm.
everybody gets drunk,
mm-hmm.
everybody gets time off from work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the whole folks, I mean,
that's what we live for.
Listen, right. I'm not going to get into, as Joe would say, passion of the Christ here, because let's face it, there's a part of it that's religious, but there's a part of it that just says, hey, it's 2 weeks where we get paid,
mm-hmm.
where we get presents.
Oh, sure.
Go to parties.
The commercialization of Christmas. What are you saying? Is your point that the one I'm hoping you're making here that we need another Christmas?
Yeah. And Mike,
we need it in February.
I know that this is a car cliche, but what about Christmas in July?
But July has the 4th.
And, you know, it's
July has the 4th.
Yeah,
hold on.
Let's face it. 4th of July, really not the buildup of Christmas, though.
No, not at all.
You could have
but
the
4th. You got warm weather. You got beaches.
But here's what you do, though.
You don't need Christmas in July.
No. What you do, though, is you just make it like it's Christmas in California. What you're saying now to everybody.
All right, so how about we take the 4th of July and we turn it into Christmas? We move that 4th of July celebration into February, where we get the fireworks and then we just wear coats.
But you got to have two Christmases. No, you can have the 4th of July still on the 4th of July.
Okay.
You can celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day.
What do you want? What is it that you want?
What I want is parties.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Presents.
You do. Uh-huh.
Time off.
Time off, parties, presents.
Give America mm-hmm. a Christmas halfway through the year. So if you did that, then we wouldn't be so upset that you want to move the football games.
Because
we'd have something to look forward to halfway through the year.
You know what you're advocating, and I believe this. You're advocating the 4-day work week, like they have in some European countries.
Yes.
Where everybody, you know, with the traffic that I'm looking at.
I like to call it the Johnny Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Going back in the day, good old JC. And not the JC you're thinking of.
No. Yeah, Johnny Carson.
Yeah, my personal Christ,
right.
Johnny Carson.
That's right.
Yeah, the 4-day work week.
He invented it.
Everybody still gets their little vacations when they get them. But the 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the problem that we have in this country is that we all take our vacations at the exact same time.
But I think people might even say, we'll continue to work 5 days,
mm-hmm.
no problem, as long as we know that the 4th of July is really now Christmas.
So you get presents.
So you get presents, you get parties.
Well, you get parties anyway.
No. Listen.
You mean the party season.
Not like holiday parties.
Oh, okay. Right. So you'd start, that would mean that you could start.
Like halfway through June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could start like June 15th, you could
Correct.
Start your holiday parties.
And listen, think about it when you live your life, as you're going through, when you get to September, October, November. Once you get past Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you get past all the crap with your family,
mm-hmm.
that's when you start thinking, oh man. I got a million parties to go to.
Right.
I got to get stuff for people. And everybody's happy mm-hmm. because for 2 weeks we're able to forget all the crap we're going through.
Exactly.
So I think we've solved it.
If
you want to move the NFL games, you're going to have to make the 4th of July more Christmas-like. You're going to have to
Bravo.
More commercial.
You know, really,
Thank you,
hear those Congress people up there, we should be sitting up in Congress.
I know.
Is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
More of the
Hideout, your favorite hetero show.
Two straight guys sitting in a room.
We like big cars and women.
The Hideout. After Ron and Fez.
Are you asking me out right now?
I know.
And you.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Tonight, Jag fans everywhere, prepare yourself for a huge season premiere shocker.
We got a situation.
Jag, CBS Tonight, 9, 8 Central.
Fire department.
How do you put out a fire in someone's mouth?
Excuse me?
My boy, he's got a fire in his mouth from those jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos.
Could you repeat that?
Jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos. Or should I say those little pyros neatly disguised inside a tortilla.
Okay.
Billy had some of them fiery taquitos, and now he's hooting and hollering around like a chicken with its feathers on fire.
Ma'am, we only deal with real fires.
Well, this here is a real fire. A mouth fire. Them 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos are nothing but cream cheese and jalapenos. And there's enough to give your tongue a real lashing.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Stop, drop, and roll, Billy!
Hello?
Stop, drop, and roll!
7-Eleven's jalapeno and cream cheese go-go taquitos are back. And this time, we put some heat in them. A warm, crunchy tortilla that's filled with rich cream cheese and packed with spicy jalapeno peppers. Be careful, they're hot.
Hold still, son. Hold still. Oh, thank heaven.
For a limited time at participating 7-Eleven stores.
Tonight, don't go out. Because it's CBS Premiere Friday, starting with the new season of Joan of Arcadia.
Something's been happening to me for a long time. I've been talking to God.
Is it a miracle or only in her mind? The unforgettable Joan of Arcadia season premiere. And you're still here. Then, Jag.